All right, a moment late getting on the air with Boots and Salutes. I understand that, but anybody that calls will get on the air. I guarantee you that today. The number is 306-938-0600. Toll free, 1-800-667-3727. You can start. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, excuse me. I'd love to give a great big salute to the community of Rabbit Lake. They had a concert last week with Terry Strongarm, and it was awesome. They had a meal and everything with it, so it was really good.
Great to hear, and I'm sure they'll appreciate hearing that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I want to either boot the Saskatoon Health Region or the St. Paul's Hospital Administration people for caving in to the minority group. They're taking down that atrium in front of the hospital, which was a great thing to have, all for the sake of a few people who can't control their desire to smoke pot or to sell drugs or whatever in there. Thank you.
306-938-0600. Toll free, 1-800-667-3727. We did have a text come in a moment ago. It was from Bob thanking Jim for his help finishing the harvest. So
nice.
There you go. Big salute to Jim this morning for helping out.
It's also good to hear people talk about finishing the harvest.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I know that there's still lots of it out there.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
Good. I got a great big boot here for the grain farmers. They're not getting anyone high anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think there was some rye reference in there, perhaps barley.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, I missed it. 306-938-0600, toll-free, 1-800-667-3727. Downtown Arena going to be up for discussion again today as they begin that process. They're going to talk about whether there should be a downtown arena, whether there's a need to replace what we have right now. It's all going to start. That whole wheel is going to start churning.
And it will go on for years.
Yep.
Yeah, before we finally make a decision on what we're going to do, and then there's only going to be a percentage of people that are happy with the decision. And such is life. I'm not lamenting. I'm just, that's the way that's always going to work.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Yes, I'd like to boot that fellow yesterday that said that thieves and crooks would walk 2,500 miles to steal it. I really wonder where he got his education.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Speaking of the arena where it could be built downtown, let's take out the old one store that's down there on the lot by Midtown Plaza, close to the Scotia Center, theaters and all that, Ring the Art Gallery. You got that old corner right there. That's where it can go.
Thank you for the call. Again, I don't even know if that footprint is big enough, but that's for other people to determine.
That's right, Dave.
But again, I'm not going to kid you. I was kind of leery, like do we need to spend that much money? And unfortunately, the longer that we take to decide if we need something or not, the more the cost is going to go up. But it wasn't until I read that survey of younger people that, and again, you by younger people, I'm talking 18 to 34 year olds, I believe it was,
right,
that said, yeah, we want an arena and we want it downtown.
That's right. That's because more and more the younger demographic wants to live in that type of environment where there is lots of activity, where there are lots of people. Like people like me, we like to have our space. I want to have my lawn. I want to have my backyard, and I don't want you to be on my lawn, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
I want all of that sort of stuff. But 18 to 34s are now of a different times change.
Yep.
Times change. And they're more interested in living in a higher density location.
And again, it will be them paying for it. Right?
Absolutely.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a big boot here for Trudeau this morning, who's going to unveil how much money he's going to pay individuals in the provinces that are opposing the carbon tax. It's just another example of a self-centered, rich little boy trying to buy an election.
Hi, good morning. Less money for bicycle lanes, more money for the arena downtown. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
Bicycle lanes are just never going away, are they?
No. Well, His Worship Mayor Charlie Clark will be coming in after 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to talk to him about, well, anything that's on the mind.
That's right. So even if you don't have a boot or a salute, but you have a question for our good mayor, why don't you give us a call right now at 306-938-0600 or text us, and we will pass it along to Mayor Charlie Clark when he comes in after 8.
Trash talk, a big debate trash yesterday, talk. So we'll get to that in a moment. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I want to boot the idea of an arena to have spending all that money when we're already in debt, the city.
Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Is this boot and salute?
It sure is.
Okay, I would like to boot and salute the city for their good hard work.
All right, good enough. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I'd like you to tell the mayor of Saskatoon that before he spends any more money putting bike lanes on Idlewild, what he ought to do is from the 20th Street, when you're on the freeway, all the way out to the highway, because the semis have to stop many times. So he can build that, and then he can build his bike lanes underneath.
On 20th Street? Okay, I'm confused. Not the first time, though. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Oh, good morning. I would like you to ask Mayor Clark this question. How many homeless people have they taken off the streets? Originally, I think they said they had about 440. I would like to know how many homeless people they've taken off the streets.
Thank you for the call, boots and salutes.
I'd like to salute all the...
And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll ask the mayor your questions. And, of course, we've got a bit of a celebration today.
Do we?
Well, I'm trying to keep it a surprise, okay?
Oh, nice. I enjoy surprises.
Yes, we'll tell you about that as well. Coming up after 8 o'clock, legendary Kentry on the way.